Hello.
Hi, Laura. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. My sales manager asked me to reach out in regards to a transaction that we had actually canceled, or you guys canceled for us in October.
Okay, I'm
I
sorry. So
just
there was an approval we canceled for you? Was that what
yeah
you
there
said?
yeah there was an approval that was issued. However, there was just like some misinformation that was provided by the customer, so you guys had to cancel the transaction. I wanted to see if it was worth like resubmitting for a different piece of equipment at a different equipment cost now.
What's
Again,
your
I don't.
number?
Sure. The application number is 220-4916.
Sorry, I just wanted to pull it up and kind of see what the issue was so I can better answer that question.
Okay. I think what happened was that customer was just exceeding their like threshold for equipment, as and they also took out like working capital loan, not through us, so this was all without us knowing.
Oh, that's right. I kind of remember this now. The third party referral. Yeah, that's right. Their total exposure needs were like really, really high, and it looks like we're going up only to a few different sources. And then at one point, they even had a request in for $250,000 for working capital, and that was in
Oh wow.
September. Yeah,
Okay.
so they let me see if I can tell possibly. Let me try to see if I can tell what happened with that working capital request.
Sure. I don't know what happened there, because again, the customer went through a different source, so this was all without us knowing.
Yeah, right.
What I do know now is that they have a working capital loan through Can Capital for about 150K. But we do have some new equipment that they're trying to finance, so I don't want to ruffle any feathers, and I don't want to send over something that's not worth your guys' time, so I just wanted to discuss with you
Yeah.
first.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. So the Can Capital one, is that one that they recently obtained? Because it looks like we canceled ours out, so we didn't continue processing it.
Okay.
On the working capital side, did they recently obtain that Can Capital one?
Yeah, I don't know the date that the merchant took out that loan, but I can certainly check by looking at their bank statements or ask them for their bank statements. What the rep sent over to me was just a new order agreement for a different piece of equipment. It's about 147K. It looks like some type of machinery. Think it's some kind of printing machinery.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, knowing that just within the last pretty much like 60 days, or probably even closer to the 45 days, that their exposure needs were so great, and they probably were successful at getting the exposure they needed because the credit was good. This would be something we wouldn't be interested in app only. We would need our mid-ticket department to look at it with some financials. Because when we look at exposure, we try not to look at just the individual app, but anything that they've obtained within a recent period of time. So it sounds like they would have exceeded our app only product offering just in the
Understood.
last, in the last 45 days. So, but I mean, that's certainly an option if you, like I said, if they want to present some tax returns, we could always take a look at it.
Okay. I think all I have right now is the 2015 return. Would you like me to collect the 2014 as well and submit that to the mid-ticket group?
Let's see. So they would need a business and personal.
Okay.
They need a 2016 interim statement. They need a debt schedule.
Debt schedule, got it.
Yeah, and then a PFS. As to whether or not they might want 2 years, since only we don't have any other exposure with them, it would just be this one deal. We usually can do a 1 year package up to 250. So if they find based on the debt schedule that there's a lot of other current new debt, then they may end up coming back to you and telling you they need 2014 as well. But since we don't know at this juncture how much they've obtained recently, I guess we'll just assume that it's under 250 in exposure. But if you happen, just to kind of give you an, so you don't waste your time, if you get a debt schedule and it looks like within the last, you know, pretty 120 days that they've obtained over 250, I can tell you I'm going to take a group of 1-2 years.
Okay. So you said that if they were already paying more than 250?
Yeah, in the last like 120 days, if they've gone reached out to various lenders and they've obtained greater than 250 in total exposure, including this latest request, that's when I know they'll want 2 years.
Okay, understood.
So, I mean, like I said, they were after 250 in working capital through us. So I don't know how much they got on the CAN capital, but that alone, if they did obtain one in that deal size, that would throw it into the 2 year level right there.
Okay. All right, well, that's really helpful.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'll get back with the rep. It looks like we will need to gather a little bit more information from the customer before we send anything over. So I'll just try and get everything in order, and you may see this again.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'll just kind of make mental note of it in case it comes through. We'll know, get it into Mid-Ticket's hands right away.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
it. You bet. Bye.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.